WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the North Football Show. This show features head coach Zach Nero and a member of the Husky football team. The North Football Show is brought to you by Bel Air Land, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and Award Road Trophies. This show is also brought to you weekly by United Fidelity Bank and Dye Brothers Construction. Now here is your host, Dan Okerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the North Football Show. It is week number one, and the Huskies tonight will be inside Castle Stadium taking on the Castle Knights. It'll be a rematch of last year's sectional championship game. First-year head coach Zach Nero going to join us, along with junior quarterback Jaden Jones. This is the North Football Show. We'll be back with Coach Nero right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Primetime Pub & Grill should be your next choice when it comes to fine dining, both in Newburgh and Evansville. Primetime Pub & Grill offers everything from a full appetizer menu to delicious sandwiches, wraps, salads, and of course, their signature item, prime rib. Primetime Pub & Grill has a full-service bar and serves a weekend brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they can come to you with a full catering menu, too. Primetime Pub & Grill, Bell Oaks Drive in Newburgh and Highway 41 North in Evansville. Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show, week one on this Friday afternoon. Head coach Zach Nero joining us now. Zach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Dan. How are you doing today? We're doing well.
Good deal. Well, in a couple of hours, it'll be the opening night of the high school football season, and you guys will take on Castle. We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. But, Zach, you know, last time we talked was for the preview show, kind of late July, and since that time, the official start of practice on August the 4th. School started about a day or two after that. You had your scrimmage this past week as well. Just kind of, in a nutshell, review the last couple of weeks. Start of practice, now kind of get into the routine of school. And then we'll talk about that scrimmage here in just a minute. But just the last couple of weeks, how's it going?
It's been great. You know, I thought this was a really good start of the year for us. I feel the energy's been high. The kids, they've been focused. You know, you got your normal wear and tear mental things coming into school when you're adding school and practice kind of on top of it. But I feel like all the kids are getting adjusted. I mean, we went early in the morning yesterday, and we had great attendance. Great focus with pretty good practice for it being 5 a.m. You know, for high school kids, that's not easy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, 5 a.m. on a day of school. But I would think they would take that as opposed to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the heat index is about 110.
Exactly. And they did. Yeah, that's why we made the changes, because of the heat.
All right. But Zach, just, you know, the last couple of weeks, I mean, what's kind of the focus been? You had a summer where you guys – you know, had some camps, you work with your skill position players, but now it's kind of a routine. You know, Monday's JV, Tuesday, Wednesday, you kind of, you know, put the game plan together. Thursday, you got to walk through, and then, like, you know, tonight you have the football game. But just kind of getting into a routine right now. But, you know, the football team heading into the scrimmage last week, what'd you think of the scrimmage?
I thought we played well. You know, I think our kids are very excited for the season, and you know, I think the one downfall is I think our kids were almost too amped up. You know, they were very I'm excited to go against somebody else. They were very excited to kind of show up and kind of show out. But I think, you know, in that process, we got a little tight, and, you know, which is a good learning experience for us. Is we got a lot of kids that are getting opportunities to maybe play in bigger roles this year or their first starting role on the varsity level. And so, you know, I think that's what the scrimmage is for, is to kind of get that mock game and that mock game feel, so that way you can kind of work those kinks out, those feelings out, and I think we're doing that right now. So I think it was a really good overall experience for a lot of our kids. And we played well. We did a lot of good things.
Well, that's good. And obviously, you know, there's probably some things when you looked at the film and the team had a chance to look at the film that you want to correct this week in anticipation of the season opener. But from the sounds of it, you guys took full advantage of that scrimmage, the opportunity, a chance to get better, chance to hit somebody else, your players, and everybody came out of there feeling good. And hopefully, you know, the biggest thing is to come out of there without any injuries.
Correct. And we were injury-free for that. And, you know, again, it's one of those things that you just look at, and it's just good preparation. You know, what we've done the last 2 weeks, even with our green and white scrimmage, our inter-squad scrimmages, we've kind of started doing Thursday pregame stuff, and we kind of started forming practice, not exactly like that, but kind of preparing them for our structure of things, you know, systems of things. Like on Friday, we did how are we going to – everybody's going to leave, how we're going to do our after-school pregame stuff, how we're going to come out of the locker room before we warm up, little things like that. We've been kind of slowly practicing and tweaking and making better and improving. So I think that was a good experience for our kids too.
One final question to this segment, Coach, as far as this transition, I mean, again, the defense certainly knows you, the offense, you got probably a little bit more of a different scheme this year, but you know, this transition, I mean, everybody from the sounds of your voice and the excitement level, everybody is really bought in and really looking forward to the season starting tonight.
Oh yeah, that's one thing I'll give a lot of credit to the kids, you know, and I've been pretty hard on them because like we've talked earlier in the summer, you know, I'm real big on the culture and climate of things, and you know, coming in as the first year head coach, I mean, you want to establish that regardless if I've been here or not. Obviously, we're building off some things that Joey started and I was a part of, and I'm kind of putting my own twist on things, but the kids have been very bought into to everything we're doing, and we've challenged them, and we're going to continue to challenge them. I mean, I've gotten a lot of feedback from the kids that says they want us to challenge them, and so we're going to find new ways to do that and find ways to work out the kinks when they struggle with those challenges and just continue to grow and build and move forward like we have been.
Jaden Jones, he's the junior quarterback. We'll have a chance to visit with him when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Primetime Pub & Grill should be your next choice when it comes to fine dining, both in Newburgh and Evansville. Primetime Pub & Grill offers everything from a full appetizer menu to delicious sandwiches, wraps, salads, and of course, their signature item, prime rib. Primetime Pub & Grill has a full-service bar and serves a weekend brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they can come to you with a full catering menu, too. Primetime Pub & Grill, Bell Oaks Drive in Newburgh and Highway 41 North in Evansville.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, he's the junior quarterback for the Huskies, Jaden Jones. Jaden, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm doing good.
All right. Well, obviously an exciting day. You guys get a chance to play a football game coming up tonight. You go up to Castle to take on the Knights. But, Jaden, just, you know, from a player's perspective, your thoughts on this offense. Got a new offensive coordinator this year. You got a few reps last year at that position, but, you know, taking over control of it. How have the last couple of weeks gone, and how comfortable are you with this offense?
Well, the last 2 weeks have been pretty good. We keep, critiquing our offense picking up on what we need to do best, like securing the ball, just completing our assignments and hitting the right gaps and all that. And I feel pretty confident in our offense because we're going to be, like, controlling the ball, hopefully giving our defense that rest time they need. And I think we'll be able to move the ball pretty well.
So you take a look last week. You had the scrimmage with Boonville. Just from your perspective, Jaden, going in there, you probably had a few nerves early on, but how do you feel that the offense performed against the Pioneers in your scrimmage last Friday night?
Yeah, I definitely had some butterflies going into it, but, like, after the first few snaps, I got settled, and our offense, I think after the first few reps, they also got it out, and we started to, like, really move the ball after that first few plays. And I think that we'll be going into this, like, in the scrimmage, it was pretty well because, like, we had some assignments to fix, but we completed most of it, like, how we should have done.
All right, so this week now, the curtain rises on a new football season. You take on the Castle Knights. You had a couple of really good football games with them last year, beginning of the season, and then in the sectional championship game. When you look at the film of last year's games with Castle as the quarterback of the North Huskies, what are you anticipating from Castle's defense tonight?
I see a lot of like open areas that Castle is not covering, and I think that our run game will be open as long as we block the right people and we complete the assignments and have good fakes, hopefully drawing the defense in and being able to play off of their end that they keep crashing down. Hopefully we can get around him and make some good plays.
So this being your first starter quarterback, do you anticipate a very aggressive Castle defense, and especially in passing situations, maybe bringing some pressure on you?
Yeah, I do see some pressure there at the front line, but overall I'm not too worried as long as I do my assignment and make sure that I'm just getting the players the balls that at the right time.
How much difference is there offensively? I mean, certainly, you know, being around the program last year, but with the new offensive coordinator, maybe a few more different plays or more schemes and stuff this year, Jaden. Just your comfort level. I mean, every snap you're going to get more and more comfortable throughout the season. This is the first game, but going into this game tonight, you're really comfortable with the game plan that you guys have?
Oh, yeah, I'm really comfortable with our game plan. Yeah, I think it'll go well. Don't know quite, like, hopefully we can make, like, if Castle makes changes, hopefully we can adjust those and do what we need to do in order to come out victorious.
Well, one final question, Jaden, because obviously as a quarterback, you touch the ball every single snap. And it goes without saying, I don't care if we're playing high school football, getting ready for the Super Bowl. I mean, you can't turn the football over. You know that. Everybody knows that. So are there any other keys to this game for the North offense to be able to execute and end up in the end zone on these sustained drives without turning the football over? What maybe is one other key in this game tonight besides limiting turnovers?
I'd say making sure everyone goes 100%, because we can't have people taking off reps, because that could lead to like one missed block could be a touchdown.
Well, Jaden, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and good luck tonight to you and the Huskies in this game with Castle.
Thank you.
All right, that's junior quarterback Jaden Jones from the North Huskies. We'll be right back at the Scouting Report on the Knights from head coach Zach Nero when this North football show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Primetime Pub & Grill should be your next choice when it comes to fine dining, both in Newburgh and Evansville. Primetime Pub & Grill offers everything from a full appetizer menu to delicious sandwiches, wraps, salads, and of course, their signature item, prime rib. Primetime Pub & Grill has a full-service bar and serves a weekend brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they can come to you with a full catering menu, too. Primetime Pub & Grill, Bell Oaks Drive in Newburgh and Highway 41 North in Evansville. Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201. Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, the Huskies will be inside John Lighty Field at Castle Stadium, taking on the Castle Knights week one. And Zach Nero rejoining us. Well, Coach, obviously two really good games with Castle last year. North came on the short end of both of them. You know, going back to the one last week, or last year, week one, I mean, your offense had about 80, 90 plays compared to their 20. But, you know, that was – that game, and then, of course, the sectional championship game, another good game last year as well. So when you take a look at Coach Hurt's team for 2025, just kind of your thoughts as you prepared your team this week.
Man, you know, Castle, you know, and Doug especially, he has his kids ready to go. The staff does a really good job. Doug does a really good job, you know. Obviously, playing against them twice a year for the past few years, it's telling to see, you know, even their growth throughout the season. And things of that nature too. And so, you know, we know that it's going to be a fight. Like, that's the one thing. Plus, you know, I'm not very foreign to Castle. My wife went to Castle. My father-in-law was the principal of Castle for a long time, Phil DeLong, and you know, I have my niece and nephew go to Castle. My nephew plays for Castle, so you know, I'm very aware of the culture and the climate that they have set over there, and it's a good one. It's a very positive one. Some accords, I'm trying to get that same type of feeling and pride that we have over here. Because when I talk to my nephew, he loves Castle, you know, and that's what I want my players to do. That's where that us mentality kind of comes into. And so, you know, we know at the end of the day, they're going to fight. They're going to try to do something for a little bit bigger than themselves, and so are we. And I think our kids have been really buying into that concept. So I'm really excited to see how we come out against a team that kind of has that same thought and culture.
Well, Zach, obviously you've been around this game a long time. Just talking to Jaden, you know, before the Boonville game, he said, yeah, you know, I had a few nerves. I was butterflies going around, and you expect that. If you don't have it, then there's something probably wrong with a player, or, you know, but for you being your first game as a head coach, again, it's not anything new just as far as the game of football, but any extra nerves just for you being your first game as a head coach tonight?
You know, everybody kind of has asked me that throughout the week, and I kind of tell them the same thing. I said, I think I'm too busy to have nerves right now. It's been a very big journey coming into that. We just had our fundraiser get over with last week, and you know, just kind of again solidifying rosters, making sure people are there. You know, freshmen coming out and stuff like that. It's been just kind of one of those whirlwinds where it's just been very jam packed time wise, and so I don't think I've had enough time to even really think about it. And so right now it's just been the focus is just getting the kids prepared. And you know, I'm one that, you know, even from my college days, I've learned that the more prepared you are, the less you have to worry about it. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of the stage I'm at right now, is just trying to focus on that. By the time I wake up in the morning, we'll see what happens.
Let me just ask you this. I mean, you know, coach speak, media speak, fan speak, whatever the case is. I mean, it goes without saying, whether it's week one or you're playing for a state championship, I mean, you got to keep the penalties to a minimum. You got to keep the turnovers to a minimum. We all know that. But are there any other keys in this game tonight for North that you want to see that this team has to execute one way or the other, something that they have to do one way or the other in order to come out of here with the victory?
Yeah, I think the resiliency. I think the resilient team is going to win. The most resilient team is going to win. I think the toughest team is going to win. And when I say tough, it doesn't just necessarily mean strong or powerful. It means who is going to be the one that can overcome the adversity. Because, like you said, we need to limit those penalties, but there's going to be some penalties, self-inflicted or not, just based off it's the first game. You know, I mean, we're getting the feel with refs again. It's how it is. Plus, the heat, the acclimation, just the whole process of it all, the emotions, the passion, it's going to play a factor. And so who can overcome the adversity they either create or that's handed to them is going to be the key, in my opinion.
Zach, really looking forward to talking with you and members of your football team throughout the next 9 weeks of this 2025 journey. But I really appreciate a few minutes of your time here this afternoon. And all the best to you and the Huskies tonight in your game with Castle.
Dan, thank you so much. I appreciate what you do for us, and I look forward to it this season.
All right. That is Zach Nero. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com. The North Football Show is brought to you by Bel Air Land, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, and Award Roaring Trophies. The North Football Show is brought to you weekly by United Fidelity Bank and Dye Brothers Construction as well. This has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.